Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
So we've taken a couple days off because it's the week in between championship game and the Super Bowl, that week off in between. And there's no everybody gets too inundated with so much about the game so far out. So I thought we'd take a couple days.
Well, there's baseball news too.
There is baseball news. Tanaka signed with the Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka.
And it wasn't for the money, I understand, that he said, that it was for the respected him? Is that a new word for money?
yes, it is. I would assume so. Yes, I did hear that they kind of, they wanted him, and so they kind of, for him, went that extra mile, and they showed him the respect.
Okay, so the negatives are... I mean, we've heard all the praise. I mean, the negatives are that the baseball in Japan is smaller.
Ballparks.
And smaller ballparks, they and bigger strike zones.
They throw off-speed as much as we throw in American baseball fastballs.
So there's been some great junk ball pitchers in America, so that shouldn't
right. be negative. Shorter seasons in the Japanese league.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of these... Japanese pitchers who come over are not quite used to the length of the season, so it takes
how has
a
the
longer.
Yankees fared in previous Asian baseball players?
Hitters, very good.
Pitchers,
not so good.
You think this will be any different?
Yeah.
Because
he's
durable.
He's durable, and he has a high success rate.
I mean, so far.
He went 24-0.
Are the hitters better here in America?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
Well, when you go into the Japanese leagues, a lot of the American hitters who go over are sometimes borderline major leaguers. They're those 4A guys. You know, a little bit better than AAA, but not quite. So a lot... I think the... I forget... The guy who broke Sarhar O's... record for most home runs in the Japanese league. He's an American baseball player, but you've probably never heard of him. The name.
So the jury's still out on
it. Yeah, it's still out, and it's going to take a season to see how they do.
Now, what about the Dodgers signing a guy for some 500 and something thousand a week for 7 years?
Well, he's shown that he's worth it, and he's a lefty, so he's a commodity to begin with.
Very true.
He's shown the durability. He's still young enough. So I think that it's going to work out.
Strikeouts, he rates in the top five all time for 7 years, I think. Played.
Yes. Yeah. Kershaw's very good.
No doubt.
So this was a good signing, if nothing else, because he stays with the team. Even if he hurts his arm tomorrow, you know, it'll be unfortunate, but it's not like he went somewhere else and then this happened. He's at least with the team.
So basically the highest... paid baseball player ever?
Almost.
Oh, no, not quite.
Well, the whole A-Rod thing. Because, you know, he's had two contracts where it's...
Now he's suing the union?
Yeah, because they want to keep...
I mean, as if unions didn't have enough trouble in America. I mean, what's going on? But at least the working guy, I mean, I saw some limos pull up. In fact, yeah, you and I were there.
Right.
At Shea Stadium back in the day, and we saw limos pull up at Players. Can't see anybody with lunch pills.
No, you're not going... Well, you do, but those are the guys that you like, or, you know, you root for. Like, hey, those are Rudy guys. You know, there's a classic example within the last, like, 10 years. His name is David Eckstein. And they always call him about being scrappy and always scrounging and always, you know, the dirty player. And
nice.
To the point where he's not, David Eckstein became, like, he just became this mythical figure. Even Eckstein did not live up to Eckstein proportions.
That was great.
So it became a big joke on the internet. Like, oh, he's the Ecksteiniest of Ecksteins. So those are the type of guys that you want on your team. Those are the types of guys that you hate on the other team. But those are the types of guys who drive in their 91 Corollas to the stadium. Meanwhile, the big ones are driving in their Benz and Bentleys and whatnot.
Yeah.
So baseball's starting to heat up, and pretty soon that's what it's going to be all about, because football's about to end.
Will Santana play for Mets this year? Yeah.
Mm.
Will he play at all?
Well, he's a free agent, so Somebody's going to take a flyer out on him before spring training. And he might do well, but probably not with the Mets.
Because of the money?
No, not because of the money. I
thought they treated him well.
No, they treated him well, and he gave the franchise its only no-hitter, which it was wanting desperately.
Well, it's a good thing he squeezed it in, because I understand what the new the video, and going to the videotape.
Yeah.
I might not have gotten that one. But.
No, that would have been overturned. So, yeah.
Right.
Being a Met fan, it's of course it figures that our one no-hitter that we wanted desperately and we wanted for so long and took 50 years to get, we get it, and it really wasn't a no-hitter.
That too. Well, didn't the Yankees sign a player that used to be with the Mets and took a close strike?
Oh, Carlos Beltran, yeah. Yeah.
And is he Hall of Fame material?
Yes, yes he is.
I just still can't get that out of my mind. I could have done that.
We all could have done that. But yes, he is a Hall of Famer. His stats speak to a Hall of Fame career. And if lesser players than him have gotten him.
So that's the new bar?
Well, I'm just saying that if we're going, is he a Hall of Famer? By comparison, yes.
Is Kirby Puckett?
Yeah, I would have to say so.
So they should add on how many people are qualified today in the public's mind?
Well, there's a lot that are qualified. That's why the list is so long.
But what about an all-star Hall of Fame? But nobody would go to that.
I would probably go. It depends where it is. Like, don't open it next door in Cooperstown. Put it in Hoboken. Hoboken, where they say the birthplace of the act, the real birthplace of baseball is
and
in Hoboken.
People that come by to see whatever Sinatra lived
would
stop by there.
Put that next to it. I got to tell you, in Baltimore, they did a great idea. They have the Baltimore Hall of Fame next to a pop culture Hall of Fame, or a pop culture museum, I should say.
That's smart.
And it was great going, because I had gone with my wife one time, and it's an awesome place to go to. And to go to both, I'm sorry, actually, I think it's a Babe Ruth.
I'm thinking you're going to get a younger crowd, and I think that's what's important.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, listening to Roger Goodell or whatever, and the commissioner for the NFL, mm-hmm. talking about, weed might be in some studies, so it might be good for concussions or so, in mice or something, so... I mean, I love how people just want to, bend the rules for their group.
Yeah. There's a very large group in the NFL.
And the whole country, I guess, is swinging that way.
Yes.
I mean, slowly. So the 60s till now, it takes 50? Yeah, I guess so.
It does.
I guess it takes three generations.
No, it absolutely does. Yeah, unfortunately, it takes your grandparents dying to make some changes. That's kind of what it kind of takes. Well, it is, but I mean, that's just part of it. Let's get back to what is going to be big soon, and that's the football, the Super Bowl. But before that, the championship games that we saw. What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic, the Seahawks and the 49ers. I mean, the first game, I was, I don't know, it looked like finesse.
Yeah, it was. That's the game. That's the game where the underlying theme was respect.
Well, it's basketball without fouling.
Yes, yeah. That was
that really fun to watch?
No, not really.
Now, what about Belichick saying that the hit on Welker on
sour grapes? We've seen it before from him. He is not a good
Welker's hit.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the NFL said it was legal. It was legal because right.
Why would he say it's the worst he ever saw? It's just some kind
because
of beef the two of them have.
Yes, there's a
beef. He shouldn't have dropped that ball. That would have beat the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think there's that. He's also a bad loser. How many times have we seen? Because they always focus on the handshake when he loses. When he wins, they show the coach. But it's a big deal when he's the loser. He has the handshake. I mean, there's the game, was the Sunday night game against the Ravens two seasons ago where, New England kicked the ball for a field goal attempt, and it didn't make it. And for some reason, they tried to review it. They couldn't. And he's running after the referees after running off the field, grabbing their shirts like, hey, get over. Not accepting, I'm sorry, you lost. This is the guy, And for somebody who's supposed to be this, you know, historian and keeper of the game, why don't you relax and take your losses like a big boy? So, you know, that's
so,
Belichick.
So when he's pained, we're pleasured?
Yes, most definitely. I am. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the Mighty Fall.
Yes.
It's fun to watch.
No, absolutely.
Politically.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a big deal. So, yeah, that first game, the AFC Championship game, it was a little bit of a...
Yeah, well, one thing that interests me is how clean the offensive line kept Peyton Manning in the last couple of games. Now, the question, of course, will that be the case this time around? Who knows? I know Welker was making comments about the team's going to have to play, you know, NFC style. A little more smash mouth or whatever.
They probably, the defense will definitely.
If they can. Now, of course, the game with Seattle was interesting.
Yes.
And a couple of things. First of all, as soon as Seattle gets the ball, it gets swiped out of his hands.
Turnover.
Some kind of Houdini trick he was doing with the ball.
Yeah, he was putting it behind his back.
And then that got slapped down.
Yes.
And then it looked like, wow, this could be a long day. That, usually those things are hard to recover.
Yes.
They held him really stiff. Defense.
That was like the body bag game part three.
Right.
I mean, we've, you know, the Redskins, so the Eagles, and all
then
that stuff.
Then the refs messing up the fumble. Okay,
yes.
If the guy goes down and it happens, I understand that. But he was standing up when that happened. And
he
of course
had the
they
ball.
Had to show it.
Because and it had that leg injury, the ACL.
Yeah, but so they could say, "Well, we're showing the fumble, so that."
Yes, exactly.
No,
they wanted to show the gratuity.
So NASCAR without accidents. I mean,
yeah,
you
don't want to watch it. No.
Yeah,
but they got saved because right after that was Marshawn Lynch fumbling the ball, so it was kind of
right.
So it didn't matter. So in the end, because they got lucky, because now
true.
They're talking about they're going to look at that. They're going to think about overturning that ruling.
Of course,
or that idea. So
of course,
that's
why they put stop signs, because people get injured or worse.
Right.
I mean, I know that, but seeing that what his leg, I mean, it kind of reminds me when I see a tow truck taking a car away, and I'm just, you know, I'm not, I could be being stolen that way. I don't know. I'm just so happy it's not me.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's very
so
true.
I just move on.
So, yeah, those were and the finish to the game. I was really hoping that the game would end in a victory formation, but it ended up being, it was only like 20 seconds, but still.
Well, one thing that was bothersome to me, looking at the quarterback, because, you know, I was thinking Cam Newton is a little bit more mature, and it turns out, no, not emotionally.
No, no.
Yeah, exactly. And then I see Kaepernick, and from the studious part of it all bothered me. So many quarterbacks, I mean, I see Breeze, I see the good ones, Rivers, Rodgers, okay, whatever. They're on the sideline, and they are looking at Snapchat, whatever that is they're looking at.
Yeah, the pictures before the snap.
Right, all that stuff. So the educational part of this, you know.
Right.
It's like boxing, you know, you want to see what the move is, what's the counter.
Yeah.
You know, you think you'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
And he's walking around just waiting for the next time to screw up. I mean, it really was bothersome. And it bothers me to coaches because if you're not interested as a player, I bring you to that.
Yeah.
You know, that's my job.
Yeah.
So that tells me he's done taking in information. And some of the biggest mistakes I've made in picking stuff is when I give and when I stop taking in more
information.
I'm just handicapped to whatever I have.
Yeah.
So that was bothersome in his development.
Yeah.
The other thing I think that was kind of predictable is the team kind of follows the attitude of the head coach. Okay,
yeah.
And this guy is undisciplined.
Yes, he is.
Okay, and of course those 48 pants made him look tough. But that's a story.
Yeah, he's all over the place, Harbaugh. But that's kind of their attitude, though, and for both teams at least.
Right.
You know, Carroll at least doesn't show it outwardly, but I mean, I remember his USC teams when he was the coach there. I mean, they were big sort of chest pump. You know, puffing
well,
out guys.
I'm glad you mentioned Carroll because what interests me about him, and that game kind of was old school, new school.
Yes.
In coaching.
Yes.
What I'm saying is Carroll is a preaches holistic and love between each other.
Right.
And, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
Harbaugh
is more enemy at the gate.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
Throwing raw meat around, you know. And, you know, red meat's out.
That's very true. And, you know, and it showed in the game.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see how that carries on.
Mm-hmm. Now, so what are some of the storylines you see in this game? Obviously, Manning.
Manning's is, yeah.
But that is the, that's
I think
the,
I've seen enough of, exactly. of this family.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. So I'm not a big fan.
How about Carol coming back to his first
job? New York
job,
area. Yeah.
His first job. And
well, that's used, but you know, hey, Sherman is the story.
Sherman's the story.
Now, Muhammad Ali did it. Right?
Yes,
I'm
he
the
did.
Greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, people are like, he should be humble. Why? This is entertainment.
Absolutely, it's entertainment.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if this was wrestling, which I think is very popular,
yes.
especially with
young kids.
Yeah, young kids.
Yeah.
So the smack,
yes.
you know, is part of it. And to me, it's. In a way, popular. It's always been a rebellion with young people, but the political correct angle, you know, has got people, you know, enjoying some counter.
Just enjoy.
So that's going to be taken by different age groups. You know, people want players to act like they've been in the end zone, and you know, and I'm going to take a whole day off to watch this stuff. I mean, I sure do want some.
Yeah.
Because halftime, I'm not really watching it. You know.
No.
What kind of entertainment is that? They're showing me in the studio, telling me what I already saw.
Yeah, and it takes forever to start the game back up.
Yeah, and it's not long enough to really cook a meal. So,
no.
So, it's a bother.
Yeah, no, it's a bother, and it's a pain. Right. So, but that's why, you know, a lot of times they just try to draw in the audience that might watch, and now they're there for the halftime.
Now, of course, Fox has been to the Super Bowl before with
John Fox, yeah.
Del Homme.
Yeah, you know, in Carolina.
And he still made it competitive.
Well, that game was a shootout in the second half.
That was so, fun, yeah.
It was close. Again, another...
So let's see what happens there. Of course, this being outside Super Bowl, you got the Beast Mode, which is a great story. So who's going to be bringing Skittles? I don't think the people that can afford these $3,000 tickets really shop.
Of those who show up.
Of those who show up.
Of those who show up in this cold weather Super Bowl.
Now, I heard you can't have... you can't cook... You got to stay within your parking space.
Oh yeah, there's no tailgating.
Yeah, so you know, so I want to know: are they checking under the seat for the propane tank? I mean, like, what are they doing in this place?
I don't know. I mean,
it doesn't sound like fun,
right? But also, these aren't the people who go to, you know, when you go to an NFL game, you see those tailgaters. They're there because they want to be there because they love the team, they love the game. They're not there necessarily for the spectacle that is.
You're going to this one because you have $2,300.
Right. You go there to be seen. You go there to hobnob. You go there to say, hey, I was there.
Right.
Now, granted, there are some people who that's their hobby is to go to the Super Bowl every year. Travel around. You go enjoy the stuff.
Well, it'd be cheaper than going to all 8 home games.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. So yeah, definitely. And then spending your time plus.
That would be like, don't play horse racing all year. Just go to the derby.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
You know, wear a big hat or
exactly have
bow
fun.
Tie or whatever.
Enjoy your mint julep and go from there. So right now the Broncos are a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, I saw a 2.5. Yeah. I like Seattle outright. I mean, I think that it more than likely. The last time there was a number one offense against number one defense was the Buffalo Bills and the New York Giants, and of course that game wasn't won; it was pretty much lost. So that was really close. And the
wide right, 1 point. Scott,
one. So you know, we're going to see that kind of game this time. Maybe not. It has the potential with the Seattle defense to get lopsided.
Yeah,
but I know looking at all their scores this year, they've actually, I think, held more teams under 20.
Right. No, they're a very good defense.
So I don't think Manning's going to be scoring 30.
No, I don't think it's going to be 30.
400 yards.
But I would doubt it's going to be more than 20.
Well, I'm thinking he's going to have to let go of that ball pretty quick.
He is. So
I don't know how that's going
to play. Well, the plus for him is that he has so many different targets to hit.
Well, I do understand that, but you still have to run the ball a little bit.
Yes. I mean, Moreno can run it, and the strength of the Seahawks defense is in its defensive backfield, the Legion of Boom.
Well, there's no doubt about
that. But its front four are not the strongest. They can do it, but they're not somebody like San Francisco. San Francisco really would have.
No, I don't know. I kind of disagree because I mean, I saw him stout against the run.
Yeah.
So I know if you can stop that, and the
Moreno. No, Sean Moreno. Or Monte Ball, whoever's running.
Yeah, well, he's a bit of a fumbler, so I can see that being a potential problem.
Sure.
They shut down and run pretty well. And I think, Peyton, if you give him enough shots out there, he's going to give you one.
Yes. No, absolutely.
So it's
if
that's the way I see
if
it.
They
so
can,
I would be taking it.
If they can get into the backfield and get Peyton, then favor Seahawks. But if Peyton's got all kinds of time, it's going to be a lot harder for the Seahawks to overcome.
Well, I think we're going to learn the name, whoever plays opposite Sherman.
Yeah. Could be Decker, could be Thomas.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about...
Oh, on the other side of the field. Oh, the other defensive
side. Yeah, because I'm thinking his number's going to get
called. Oh, his number's going to get called all day. All day. That's funny. Well, I like the Broncos. I like Manning, but...
Yeah, you've always been a
Broncos. Well, I've always been.
So that was really sweet for you to see Brady go down.
Very sweet. Very
humbled.
Sweet. Yes. Humble.
And his boss just a whiny little girl.
I know. It makes me smile.
In a hoodie.
Yes.
Without the Skittles.
Without the Skittles. It's one of the few times. Thank you so much, Dad. I appreciate you coming on.
Son.
All right. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes under Everyman Sports in search. You can come visit our website at everymansports.podbean.com. And you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care.